In the future, Mickey Mutineers will be sent to distant worlds through beams of light.
Yeah! Mickey Mutineers! Welcome, Swabs, Scalawags, and Sons of Bitches, Wibbly Wobbly, officially unofficial, wildly inaccurate, yet dead nuts on Disney podcast, inappropriate on so many levels. And this week.
This week I lost my notes.
Oh, come on! This week, we apologize profusely for last week's episode.
Or lack thereof.
Yes. He's got a point. Maybe we're not sorry.
New Venetian waterway is connecting Caribbean Beach to Epcot and Hollywood Studios. Rogue One is coming. Jordan has something to say. Jake goes to Disneyland. Hey, we forgot the mass transit rumor.
No, that was the first thing you said. The Venetian waterways.
Huh? Oh, anyways. Main topic, worst music in the parks. I'm setting up, getting a snack fast. Gotta pee. Invite sent.
Don't read our entire conversation.
Oh, sorry.
Now, you way to pull the curtain back and expose the entire workings of this high quality.
That's pushing it, man.
Hey, hold on. Choose your next sentence very carefully.
I love boobies.
I'm sorry, what'd you say? What? This thing just went. She came in for my flip flops. And I don't know what kind of podcast you're having tonight.
This is awkward.
Like Jake gets busted by his wife.
Wow. When Jordan said choose your next sentence very carefully.
Yeah.
That was wild. She really is in here getting flip flops. So, Josh, what else is on the docket? What's going on, huh?
Oh, you want me to finish reading our text conversation?
Well, no, that's not the docket. Hey, guys, what's up?
Hey, I got an idea. Why don't you explain the meme I sent to you earlier today? I mean, that would make for good podcast material, right?
That you sent to me?
No, Josh. I'm sure I sent one to him. I send one to him almost every day, I think.
You didn't send me one today.
No?
Last night you were bitching about sour ales.
Oh, yeah.
And this morning I sent you the scientist just disproves ghosts.
Oh, yeah. I read a little bit of that earlier today. I'm talking about I sent this to both of you guys with like the picture of Frankenstein on the motorcycle.
Oh, yeah. That's not a meme. That was you sending a picture of Frankenstein on the motorcycle.
I guess it wasn't a meme.
Hey, real quick before we start things off. I want to give a shout out to @365 Days of Disney. What the hell are you thinking, tagging us in posts? That had to have been instant regret.
Regrets?
Where did you think that was going?
I think he knew exactly what he was doing. I don't think it was a mistake. I think it was on purpose.
Well, let's hope so, because...
Yeah, probably.
That was the highlight of my week.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah, well, what are you going to top it with, Josh? Food poisoning?
Yeah, I did that yesterday. We went to a little local mom-pa Chinese restaurant.
Right next to the pet store.
Oh. Huh. Anyways, I was puking all night, and then my wife started puking all night.
Oh, gosh, I hope it's not contagious.
Food poisoning usually isn't.
Oh, good, because I mean, I'm just listening to your voice, and I don't want to get hearing aids.
Oh. Oh my God, did you have that written down somewhere?
No. I don't know if that's good or bad that I didn't. I've been waiting 4 years for this.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes. I finally got to use my hearing aids joke.
I wish you wouldn't have, actually. That was kind of bad.
Oh, that. Hey, guys, I'm Jake.
I'm Josh.
Hi, Josh.
I'm Jordan.
Hi, Jordan. Where is Tim? What?
Apparently, Tim is played by Sir Not appearing in this episode again.
According to Tim, he got eaten by a tiger today.
What was the? Do we have any eyewitnesses that the tiger was Shere Khan?
Mm-mm. I have a picture of the tiger. Somehow Tim took it. But that's it is convenient. Not Shere. Yeah, it's like, oh, look at that. I mean, if you're going to get murdered, at least get a picture of your murderer. See, there it is.
All right.
Looks a lot like my cat, but slightly bigger.
Yeah, yeah. He looks less hungry in that picture.
Yes. Mm-mm. Well, you know. Is that a fat joke?
What?
Hey, guys, let's talk some Disney.
Let's do this.
Quadruple fist bump.
Boom, 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 boom. Wow. That was dramatic. Also, yes, I did have to count on my fingers. Thank you. Thanks, Jordan. Thanks for using the big numbers.
All right.
Wait, four is a big number?
Yeah.
Wait, I think we've had this conversation before.
Yeah.
Possibly on the last episode. Guys, let me start off by saying I really need to learn this animation. I'm doing good on it. I've been watching the things, but I kind of missed you guys last week.
So you haven't practiced at all? You're just watching videos?
No, I'm doing it as I watch the video. They're tutorials.
Oh.
I know how to draw. I need to know how to get it from here to here.
Well, I know how to draw. I just don't know how to draw very well. I make fucking awesome stick people.
Anyway, yeah, last week I was just like, man, I kind of miss Jordan and Annie and Shayna. Tim.
Wow. Yes, I am on the bottom of the pile.
Wow.
Tyson. Johnny Bravo. Sorry, that's going way back. Way back.
But yeah, that was Tim's friend that just sat there drunk laughing at us.
I like Johnny Bravo. Jordan, that was way before your days, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Anyway. So, yeah, I'll just give a little status update since we're still on bi-weekly schedule. I'm hurrying to get out of the bi-weekly schedule. That being said, hey, first up in news. Where was it, Josh?
The mass transit rumors.
Yeah, Venetian waterways connecting the Caribbean beach to Hollywood Studios and Epcot. In their big.
I don't think that's what it was at all.
No, you said gondolas.
Oh, God damn it. No, the ski lift
when
kind.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie.
That was awful.
That's amore.
No, that was awful.
That's a no way.
Yeah.
Come on.
I mean, what was Dino thinking when he sung that song anyways?
Pizza.
Oh, good point.
But I'm sure he was drunk.
What?
No, the ski lifts connecting things.
You said gondolas. Gondolas? Hey, how do you gondolas. Pronounce gondola?
I say gondola.
Josh?
Gondola?
Must be like a Mississippi thing, like one side and the other.
I don't know. Vanessa keeps telling me I say it wrong.
What does she know? She's from New Zealand.
Yeah, I know. She's like speaking English and shit.
Hey, don't yell fanny at her. Do it. They love that in New Zealand.
No. Anyways.
No. Go tell her she's a fanny.
She's asleep.
Oh, it'll make it even better then. Sneak up and yell fanny in her ear.
Just scream it.
Fanny! You're an idiot.
Anyways, the gondolas.
Hey, Josh. What? Don't do anything Jake just told you to do.
Yeah, I'm not.
No, don't listen to Jordan.
A fanny pack is something completely different in New Zealand.
Yeah, it's more of a verb there. That was funny.
It's
It's hot in here. You guys hot? That's hot.
Oh, man. This is what we get for recording on Saturdays.
Yeah, no shit.
Well, do I need to explain that? So I was all set to record on Sunday, but then I was like, oh, shit, the Oscars, which I'm guessing, Jordan, is that why you couldn't make it Sunday?
Yeah, I'm actually going over to Ryan's.
Yeah, you should have been like, oh, Jake, it's the Oscars. Oscars is my Super Bowl.
So, but yep, I'm doing that, and I have some other things I got to get done.
We couldn't do normal day because Jake's being a dickhole and going to Disneyland.
Ooh, Jake. Ooh.
Anyways, the gondolas.
Oh, yeah. So they're going from here to here to here to here, allegedly.
But the thing is, if they get this shit approved and start building it, like ski resorts, they build it during the summer months. It doesn't take long to build this shit. If they're going to do it and they get going on starting it, it might be open by the time I go.
Ooh, I didn't think about that because they just got to build towers and get a big ass cable.
Hold on though, like it's like this hasn't been officially confirmed. Like this is still speculative. Like
they
filed zoning paperwork to potentially do it. Isn't that what the case is?
They've had the hype balloons and everything.
Yeah, they did the hype balloons at Caribbean Beach. We thought it was going to be a Guardians Tower of Terror, but we were wrong. So disregard that.
Aren't they also building a tower at one of
Coronado Springs?
Coronado Springs, that's right. I couldn't remember if it was Caribbean Beach or Coronado Springs.
Yeah. If the tower was coming to Caribbean Beach, that would make the balloon make a lot more sense, but the tower is going to Coronado.
Okay.
So the tower, since this is all an alleged rumor, the balloon at Caribbean Beach is still a mystery, but it could be a rumored gondola.
Right.
Which, my thinking is, like, how would that work? Are you going to have, like, multiple big-ass cars going around?
Yeah, it's a ski lift style. It's cars that seat, like six to eight people.
Oh.
And they just get on and go.
It better work. I mean, like you said, that it's a couple towers and a big-ass cable. How long could it take?
Yeah, it shouldn't take very long to get up and running.
And it hooks to Art of Animation Resort, too.
Yeah, it hooks, four resorts together and Hollywood Studios and the endpoints at the, what was it, World Gateway or whatever at Epcot?
Yeah.
International Gateway.
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. Jordan's right. Jordan, you're a new corrections department, okay?
I'm the corrections guy now? All right.
That doesn't sound nearly as cool as all the other roles.
No.
But, hey, you have the most roles of any of us.
I wear many hats.
He said, not wearing a single hat.
many hats or mini hats?
Yes.
Oh, like Cat in the Hat comes back? Because he keeps having cats and hats under their hats. Just many, 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 many hats. Am I the only one that's read Cat in the Hat comes back?
What's next?
Well, next.
Sorry, Jake. It's a tough crowd tonight, man.
I know. Food poison Josh is kind of an asshole. Or a burning asshole. Josh, did you pee out of your butt?
Josh isn't taking any of your shit.
No, I freaking puked and puked and puked and puked.
I think food poison Josh has had enough shit.
I had rice coming out my nose.
Ew.
What'd you do with it?
Put it in the toilet.
Oh, you didn't save it for later?
No, that's gross.
The hell, don't you chew your rice?
Apparently I didn't chew that one.
Well, maybe that's the problem. Maybe you were just choking.
Oh.
Next up in news, Josh, tell us about Rogue One.
It's really neat. What do you want to know?
You're the one that brought it up.
Digital download date, March 24th, which is someone's birthday, after someone's birthday.
March 24th, that's Tim's birthday. Awesome.
That's Tim's birthday. That's Dusty's birthday.
I'm glad you didn't say this live on a worldwide podcast or anything.
I can't remember if it's 23rd or 24th. Matt's is 23rd of this month.
Yeah, we passed it.
Oh, just shit.
You are the that best at this.
Wait, hold on, hold on. That's fair because I was born on February 2nd, and to this day, my father still thinks I'm born on February 22nd. So every year for the last 34 years, I've received a phone call 20 days after my birthday to tell me happy birthday.
Wow. Wait, isn't February 2nd Groundhog Day?
It is.
I really want that 6 weeks.
I really want to make a crowning joke. Like you were born and saw your shadow, and you're like, nope, I'm back in.
Like, I'll be back in 6 weeks.
6 more weeks of labor. Hey, tell your mom hi for me.
I will. Okay. So the digital download comes out March 20. You say 24th, 23rd.
24th, and then Blu-rays April 4th.
But they're doing. I don't know if you guys saw this. Like the Force Awakens. Like each store had a different exclusive. Have you guys seen this?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, so if you go to the Disney store and pre-order, you get the standard Blu-ray DVD combo. I think it's like a 3-disc set, and it comes with a lithograph set. And if you go to Walmart, do you remember how Walmart had the BB-8 cover on their slip cover for their Force Awakens? There's one with K2SO. And actually folds open, or folds out to reveal a picture behind it. It looks okay. Like I feel like if I wasn't going for the Best Buy version, which is going to be a steel book, and the graphic on the front are the Death Troopers kind of walking in the shore on Scarif. If I wasn't going for that one, I think I would go for the K2SO. And then Target has some kind of weird 4 or 5 disc set.
Whoa!
Yeah, I can't. Maybe it's not five. Maybe it's 4 discs.
Still.
But if it's anything like the last Target release, they were boasting like extra, like a whole bunch of extra features or special features. And then when you bought, like, I had friends go out and buy the Target exclusive, and then it turns out they were just download codes for the extra features. So I'm like, oh, it's just stuff that's going to be on YouTube in 10 minutes after somebody gets that home.
Gross.
So, yeah, it wasn't like a nice plastic Blu-ray case. It was one of those fold-out digipack cardboard cases.
Wow, you are a well of information on this topic.
So, well, I didn't know that you guys didn't know.
Here's what we do. I'm a big fan of physical media. Our whole family shares a Vudu account.
Mm-hmm.
And someone buys things and we're like, oh, well, there it is. I just watch it.
No, I have a Vudu account, which I'll tell you about later.
Telling you, Jordan's After Show. We need one on the Mutineer Network.
And no, but I think the Steelbook from Best Buy is going to be – but I guess the downfall is that it's a 3D Blu-ray combo.
So it's going to cost a little extra.
I think it's going to be on quote-unquote on sale for $30 the day it comes out, and it's going to have your whole shebang, like your 3D Blu-ray, your 2D Blu-ray, and a DVD, plus digital code.
Nice.
But the picture on the cover looks really good, so I think I'm going Steelbook on this one.
I kind of want the K2SO cover.
I just want to watch the movie.
Are you gonna buy it, Josh?
So Josh is getting it digital.
Yeah, I was planning on it.
All right. Well, then you're gonna ruin everything I worked for.
I'm not gonna pre-order it though. That turned into a clusterfuck last time.
Hell yeah, it did. My kid kept wanting to watch Force Awakens. I'm like, it's not out yet. Uncle Josh just bought it. It's
not only that, Vudu doesn't charge you until it comes out when you pre-order.
I thought you bought it in the store.
Well, I did at first. I had to cancel the pre-order on Vudu, though.
Gotcha.
because I put in my credit card expecting to get charged for the pre-order, then you know someone else bought something after.
Oh, what?
And then
what?
Nothing came out of mine, so I'm like, oh.
What card number did you use?
1, 2, 3.
Hold on, let me write this down.
4, 5, 6.
Wait a minute.
7, 8, 9.
And what's the security code?
1, 2, 3. That's it.
Okay.
It's amazing. I had that same combination on my luggage. Next up in news, Jordan had something to say.
So we booked a trip for the end of April, and we're staying at Caribbean Beach.
Oh, good choice. Have you been there?
No, I haven't, and I'm looking forward to it.
I think the deal breaker on Caribbean Beach for us is when we go, there's going to be construction.
So, which brings me to the talking point. I guess we didn't realize that there was going to be construction, and we were checking the app a couple times a day, and we saw that rooms got a pretty good deal for a room. So we decided to book it, and then a few days later, my fiance got an email and said that, oh, just a heads up, we're going to have a lot of construction going on, and the restaurant and gift shops will be closed. So in order to, soften the blow, or as a, hey, we're sorry, we're getting a $25 gift certificate per day that we're there.
Looks like I'm changing my reservation.
So, yeah, I thought that was pretty cool.
Wait, so we're 25 Disney dollars just on anything?
A $25 Disney gift certificate.
Wow.
Yeah. Man, I need to get a hold of my travel agent.
So.
Well, your travel agent just told you that there was construction and you shouldn't go there, so apparently he's the asshole.
I should fire my travel agent.
Please don't. This Christmas is depending on this. Oh, that'd make you feel really bad, wouldn't it?
I almost canceled the other day.
Why?
Just because you said that.
Oh. I don't like this at all. Jordan, how many days are you staying?
Like 4. Leaving the 23rd, coming back the 27th.
Nice. Hi, Annie.
Annie.
Hi.
I thought she was just going to wave.
Yeah, me too.
Annie, I can't hear you.
What kind of creep would just come on a podcast and not say anything?
Oh, we mentioned him already earlier in the show. Big shout out. Big shout out at the top.
I wasn't referring to anyone. I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, we mentioned him by name. Don't worry. He's tall. He's real tall. So, yeah. Hey, congratulations, Jordan, on 100 episodes.
Hey, thanks, man. Yeah, I worked really hard to get here.
Well, good. Was there any more news items? Oh, I'm going to Disneyland.
When?
By the time this episode drops, I will be there in the park right now. But it's just a blitz trip, guys. I'm just going for 2 days.
A blitz
trip?
That's all
you need for Disneyland.
What?
That's all you really need for Disneyland.
No. Me and you went for 3, and we still didn't do everything, but we had, you know, you missed Small World Holiday.
Although, I did see your son derail a roller coaster.
Hell yeah, that was awesome. People almost died. Apparently, my son's a big puss. He's also a moose. He can run through brick walls.
And roller coasters.
Remember Star Tours? That was fun. Grabbing him and shoulder rolling out of the emergency exit because he's freaking his shit out.
Oh, yeah. We made it all the way to almost getting on, though.
Yeah, you got to ride.
Yeah.
I did not. Oh, that's what I was going to say. How the hell am I supposed to get this kid on rides?
Candy?
I need a system of bribery, guys.
You do points.
Like, give it each ride like a certain amount of points?
Yeah, but it's totally arbitrary because they're young and stupid and you can just make it up.
I was going to put a dollar amount on the rides.
No, you do points and then the points end up adding up to whatever dollar amount you were planning on letting him spend anyway.
This one's worth one.
Hold on. Annie's got a solid idea there.
It's not my idea, to be fair. I got it from LeBeau's LeBlog, but that's what he does. So what? You're like,
I don't know who that is. Came from you.
On our show. I'll give you 100 points.
On the show.
If you ride this ride and then you're like, hey, you have 1,000 points. That's exactly enough for this bubble wand.
Here's a $25 gift certificate. Amazing. From Jordan.
Wait.
Jordan, if you have any extras, send them my way.
Yeah, I'll keep you posted.
But the problem is, so when I went to Disneyland with Josh, he wouldn't ride any of the big rides. However, before that, when he was three,
wait,
I took
Josh
him to Disney
wouldn't
World.
Ride any of the big rides?
I don't really have kids. I had to shoulder roll out of the hallway with Josh.
It's really bizarre. He keeps telling me to stop crying and settle down, and then he grabs me and just runs.
Hand over his mouth. Stop crying. Settle down. Shut up. I'm your dad, right. I promise. But no, when I took him to Disney World when he was three, not Josh, my kid. He wrote everything and liked it.
That's what happens. That's what happened to me. My dad used to be fearless.
What happened?
I got scared. Probably years of my dad going, you see that pin there? That's the only thing keeping us on this ride.
Well, you know, he's not wrong, really. It just depends on which pin it is.
No wonder you're scared.
Like some helicopters only have one nut keeping them in the air. That's called the Jesus nut. That's because when it leaves, you go, oh, Jesus.
And what happens when it falls off?
This is what I just said. You're laughing. You can't hear it.
His voice gets deeper.
You put the helicopter in reverse and it spins the wrong way and just unscrews itself like a teacup. Make sure you spin the teacups the right way, kids. Otherwise, you scare your awesome ass spin it, him again.
You spin it the wrong way, it just unscrews from the platform, you go bouncing off.
That's what happens. You turn into a dreidel. So I need a system of bribery here for a kid that doesn't make any sense. I like the
system
points.
Of barbary?
Yes.
Barbary.
Barbary.
You just go with a big knife and threaten to kill him.
I don't think that's barbary.
That's when you cut your hair.
Yeah. Have you never? Oh, that's burberry.
No, that's carpet.
I don't know. I don't know.
So
I'm on board with Annie's point system.
All right, points. That's yeah, because my way, I was gonna do a dollar amount. Like, okay, this, but I was gonna put California Screamin' at like $50 because I know there's no way in hell he's riding California Screamin'.
So you just he's tall. 5,000 points, and then 5,000 points.
And you could just give him 2 quarters, and he'll be happy. Though that's what's awesome about it.
Except for he's gonna go try to buy something at Disneyland and be like, "What does this get me?" And then they'll just kick him.
So when you go through the loop, you'll throw quarters into the air.
Catch as many as you can. That'll kill people.
I know, they'll love it.
Wait. Oh, no, that would be a bad idea. I was going to say, I could put it on him, put him on it by himself, and I'll wait, like, up on the bridge for the launch. Okay, when you launch, I'll just chuck quarters at you.
At I 70 feel like you've thought about this before.
Then you won't die.
Right. Wait.
Just.
I got a life insurance policy. It's fine on him. This is one of those episodes where I hope nothing happens to him because this is really awkward. Huh.
Jake, you're a great dad. Sentence very carefully.
I love.
Oh, nice.
That was a great joke for an audio podcast.
So yeah, point system. I like it. Thanks, Chris Hardwick. Nothing.
What
points?
Was that?
He said thank you.
I was distracted by Josh's light up.
You're welcome.
Squiggly guy.
Apparently someone hasn't seen Moana.
Oh. That's...
The fact that you said you're distracted by Josh's squiggly guy makes me wildly uncomfortable. Josh, put your squiggly guy away.
Done and done.
The fact that Annie asks, what was that? And Jordan's remaining oddly silent. Hey!
What?
Okay.
Right in my face.
The Nerf gun, right? Squiggly guy? What?
You ever take a Jesus nut to the face?
And that's our show!
I gotta pull that off a helicopter dick. Wait, pull that off. That's what I'm gonna do.
That's the episode title. ever taken Jesus nut to the face.
Someone text me tomorrow and remind me that. I have nothing to write on. I have a pencil with nothing to write on.
Engrave it on your forehead, backwards, so you remember it when you look in the mirror.
What? Okay, well, I guess we should move on to our main topic. Because now I know how to bribe my kid to get on rides.
Hey, boy, everything in Jesus.
You can't even say the whole sentence without laughing.
I don't even know how she said the whole sentence. That was amazing. Like, were you practicing this whole time?
God. The last 4 years she's been going, I hope they bring up Jesus.
My hearing.
Yes, I got to use my Jesus nut joke. All right.
I want the world to know that Josh just texted me the title of the episode. Tomorrow, Josh.
Already?
Tomorrow. Oh, this is a long episode. How long were we laughing? How much did I cut out? We had nothing. So main topic for tonight. I feel like nothing's going to top that, so let's mumble through this. What was it? Oh.
Are you asking us?
What? Well, Josh and Jordan know.
Oh. Fine.
Most.
I don't care what it is.
I'm about to tell you. Most hated. Park music.
Oh.
From the span of time. Whether or not they still use it, because they don't use mine anymore, and I hate it so much. Which is kind of a really hard thing to think about. Look at Annie over there. She's really grinding on this one.
Well, I've got one I absolutely despise.
I knew you were going to have this one, too. Jordan, do you have yours? Like, I could even do a top five. I like most of the music, except for one song.
Yeah, I feel like our answers are going to be the same.
Oh. Oh. Well, wait. Your answer's not going to be the same as Josh's, because you haven't been there.
Wait, to Disneyland?
Yeah, Josh, yours is California Adventure, right?
Yep.
All right. Do you want to start things off?
Yeah, I fucking hate the Suitcase and the Dream song. Like, if I was forced to watch it, like if I got trapped in the area when they're doing that song, I would rip off Mickey's goddamn head and punt it. Wow, just to leave the area.
It goes so far, like, stupid, though, that I love it.
I hate it so bad.
There's so much bass in that song.
So much stupid.
It's good stuff.
No,
I hate it.
Jordan, have you heard it?
Nope.
You don't listen to the podcast? Because I believe it was on there.
Jordan doesn't listen to the podcast.
He's not one of the 37.
Wait, I don't know if Jordan's frozen or... well, I hope he unfreezes because he's next.
No, he's moving.
Okay.
God damn it.
Jaren, you want to go next? You want me to go next? Annie, do you want to go?
I have a lot, but I don't know what it's from. And if I try to sing it, you're just going to make fun.
Well, yeah.
So, I could do without the Move It, Shake It song.
How do you know the Move It, Shake It song?
Here's the deal. I don't know it either, but every time I hear it when I'm in the parks, I'm like, this song is really awful.
What is that even from?
From the Move It, Shake It parade at the Magic Kingdom.
The what parade?
The Move It, Shake It parade? The something or another?
I'm not familiar with this parade at all.
It's really like, what are you celebrating?
Oh, gosh. I hate it already.
How many birthdays?
Oh, no, it's getting worse.
The one I listen to is Mother's Day. So, like, in all the mother.
Oh, gosh. What is this parade? Is it like a dance party parade?
It's it's the Move It, Shake It, Dance and Play It street party parade.
Is it Miley Cyrus? God, why can't I remember that? I listen to it all the time.
No, I'm pretty sure it was an original song for the parade, but it's...
I know they do. Can you move it? You know what's annoying about it? It has like Mad Hatter and shit. Like, whoa.
Busted. Move it.
All right. Goodbye.
Yeah. I mean, you can look it up on YouTube. I always forget that this parade exists until I'm in Magic Kingdom and then it's happening. I'm like, oh yeah, that song. That's
in the distance. Motherfuck.
Yeah.
They definitely sang if you move it like this. That Shake It song by Metro Station.
Wait, I want the lyrics to this song, and I want Annie to read them, but not in rhythm. Just read them.
Oh, I found them. I think I just googled it.
Move It, Shake It lyrics.
Yeah, it is. It is my. It's Hannah Montana. Sorry, not Miley Cyrus.
Oh, wow, Jordan.
The party now.
Yeah, something like that.
Hey, get up.
No. Read it, not sing it.
Get loud. Start pumping up the party now.
See, this is why I wanted to read it. It's almost better.
Is it? I mean, that's most of the words.
Oh, does it just repeat that over and over?
Hey, I wonder if Jordan hates it. Get loud.
Yeah, I'm trying to find him.
All right, well, while you're looking for that, I'll go ahead. Does it say do-do-do-do-do?
Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. Gonna be a cool time, something. Celebrate you, Shayna. Hey, can you hear me?
Hi, Shayna. That's weird that she popped in right then when you said that. That's wild.
I feel like Shayna is joining us from the cabin in Blair Witch Project because it's really dark behind her.
No, it's not Blair Witch.
Look out.
Are you outside?
Yeah, we're having a house party.
Are those police officers?
Wait, hold on. Yeah. What the hell, Shayna?
What?
I live like 30 minutes away from you.
Yeah, but you don't invite me to your house parties.
Oh.
Because I don't have house parties.
He just goes to other people's house parties.
Go crash it.
I do. I'm leaving right now. What's your address?
We're in Buford. Come pick us up.
What's Buford D. Justice?
What?
Hey, Shayna.
What?
Really
sorry, it's loud. I don't have my earbuds on.
Hey, what is your least favorite theme park music?
My favorite theme park music?
No, your least favorite. Your most hated.
Oh, my least favorite?
Yes. Oh, man, I almost took a turn. We're not one of those shows.
Oh, least? I don't have a least favorite. I love it all.
No, that's bullshit.
You're bullshit.
You're bullshit!
Okay, my least favorite would be Mission Space, because fuck Mission Space.
That Destiny song is pretty awful.
There's
a song on that ride?
Yeah, it's on the album, and when I saw it, I was like, oh, sweet Mission Space song, and I started listening to it, I was like, the hell is this? Apparently, it's the song that plays at the end when you're walking through the sterile hospital hallways. And if you couldn't tell, I didn't take enough breath for that sentence. Kind of petered out at the end.
Huh. Oh my gosh, it's cold out here.
Oh, at your house party?
You don't know if I'm cold.
It's freaking cold. It's cold out here.
It was 75 yesterday. Whoa. It was snowing this morning.
Yeah, I had the same issue a couple days ago. I was driving my motorcycle on Monday, and by Wednesday we had snow.
How far did you drive?
Yes.
All the way to the North Pole.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we all got hit by the same storm system, because same here. Just went from like 70 down to 29. Just...
Oh, 29.
For the low.
It was 78 here yesterday during the day, and it was like 70 here today during the day.
Why are we talking about the weather?
I don't know.
I want to know Jordan's least favorite song.
Yeah, Jordan, tell us.
What was that damn song from the parade?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I thought that was Annie's for a second because she was singing it.
Damn. I'm pretty sure that's her favorite song. She's still singing it.
No, I can totally do without that song. Do without the parade, too.
The parade does sound pretty awful. So I hate Tomorrow's Child. With the white hot passion of a thousand suns. That song is awful.
Tomorrow's Child.
You're still singing it. Why was this a good idea? This is on Spaceship Earth, right? Stop it!
Wait, that's on Spaceship Earth?
Yeah, it was.
Thank your mom's it's... on Spaceship Earth.
Mom, are you on Spaceship Earth? No, she's not.
Mom!
No, I've heard people on message boards like, hey, bring back Tomorrow's Child. I was like, no, hey, kick yourself in the nuts.
Hey, we have a message board.
Because you clearly have poor taste. Yeah, I think it's gone.
No one's
we have a
that.
Link to a message board that doesn't exist anymore.
We have a 404 page. It's awesome. You should check it out sometime.
We should just rename the link to 404.
It's really the highlight of our website.
Page not found. Oh, good.
Oh, I should update that website sometime. Where's Matt? I need Matt to say, we have a website?
Where's Tim?
Tim's dead.
Voice?
What?
Yeah, I saw Tim got eaten by some sort of...
We have a website. That's a cool dad. I feel bad because I mock Matt a lot to his daughters.
That's rude.
That's fine. What's he going to do? Listen to this and find out? Hey, right, look, there's Sheena. Sheena really does look like the Blair Witch. Yeah. You're going inside.
Now I'm inside.
Hey. Why don't you just introduce us around to everybody?
Hey. Oh, to everybody? Okay.
Wait. That was a serious thing to
introduce. Angelica, Ryan, these are my friends. Say hi.
Hey.
Hey. How's the house party?
Jordan could be there too, but no. Saw that, Annie.
Hi, Jordan. We don't invite Jordan to things. And
I invite Jordan to things. He never shows up.
Yeah,
that's a far drive.
I invited everybody to a spot in the middle of the ocean. What, you got cookies?
Lots of cookies.
This is riveting pod.
You guys should see. Oh, I was going to say Sierra spread, but they cleaned it up. This is what's left.
This is a hell of a party.
Yes. Girls party, that's what we do.
Oh, no wonder Jordan wasn't invited.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Maybe you should have led with that instead of, you know, making Jordan feel bad for less.
Jordan don't like this. I have
now it's getting worse.
Eggs on a Mardi Gras platter.
Are those green?
Mardi Gras platter.
Green eggs.
Yeah.
Anyway, Annie, what's your least favorite song?
I don't know.
What?
You
had plenty of time.
From. No, it's in my head. But I don't know what it's from. And it's not going to read if I try to, like, sing it. It's like...
Toontown?
I don't think so. It might be like Mad Tea Party or something. I'm just thinking of what I hate that comes on my like audio.
I'm dancing and you guys can't even see it.
Are you dancing to what Andrew was just singing? Yeah.
Yeah, I was dancing.
I didn't see anything.
I see a ceiling.
I see the light. Walk towards it.
You don't see a wall?
Are you my conscience?
I am your conscience. I'm sorry. I probably shouldn't even be participating tonight.
Who's going to say it first? I bet all of us were just about to say, yeah, neither should I.
Yeah, neither should Jake.
Okay, so everyone's voted me out.
When? I think I got voted out.
Yeah, we vote Jake out.
And yet I can still hear him.
It's a small closet.
I mean,
all right, Jake, you can come back.
I have nowhere else to go.
Well,
Annie, what's your song?
And Ryan could.
I don't know.
Pick a different one.
I can't think of one I don't like.
Do you like Tomorrow's Child?
I mean, I don't not like Tomorrow's Child. It's not even park music. That's ride audio.
Is the ride in the park?
Yeah, but when you say park music, I think of park music.
No, I mean like in a park. Like I couldn't say Margaritaville just because it's playing at the Caribbean beach.
Okay, guys, I'm gonna go.
Oh.
Oh, bye, Shayna.
Have fun at the party. Okay, we want to play it too.
Okay, have a good night. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye, buddy. Hope to find your dad.
She's still here.
This is insanity.
This is the longest. Oh, gosh, everyone's saying bye. Oh, hey. Okay, oh, throw up gangsters.
is that what we're doing now?
I don't know what else to do.
All right.
Annie, that's obscene.
Love you guys. Bye.
Wait a minute.
Well, oh, God.
I really want to know how many toys Josh has.
What?
I did always hate that, like, Toontown radio thing. Do you know what I'm talking about?
What's Toontown radio? Because I like the Toontown music.
It's like a fake radio station in Toontown. I don't know. I don't have a good answer.
You are the one that listens to the most park audio out of any of us.
So I would be the one who... All right,
I guess Jordan and I are fighting.
Wait, whoa. Hold on. I got something for this.
I can't do this anymore. Here. I'll see myself out.
What is happening? See, Annie, what happens when you don't have a song?
So, Josh, was the fake internet fight we had good enough for you as it was for me?
Good for you.
It was great. It was way better than taking a Jesus nut in the face.
Was it?
Speak for yourself.
See what happens when we do this on Saturday? Hold on a second. Why does no one have anything better to do on a Saturday night than this?
Does sleeping count as something better to do?
No.
Yeah, usually.
If so, I do, actually.
I canceled plans to be here. Totally.
Damn it, Josh. All right.
What'd you just text Jordan?
Nothing. No one. Nothing? Let's move on.
I want to be a part of things too.
You are.
Oh, fine. I'll just text Annie.
Anyways, is that our show?
No, Annie needs to say a damn song.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know.
Just say Suitcase in a Dream and let's move on.
Suitcase in a Dream. No,
God
I like
damn, don't sing it.
Don't tell me to say a song. I don't know. It's too hard. I said doo-doo-doo.
I told you I was just going to text you, and that's all I could think of at the moment.
I just texted you. Love and a Roller Coaster.
Oh, that's a...
Love and a Roller Coaster.
Maybe Jordan's just take
us pick. Love and a Roller... No, that's not that.
Just, like, what now?
We're just going to keep guessing songs.
We're just having a texting party.
We're going to give Annie a song that she hates. I didn't think this far into this. I shouldn't have said that last thing.
With Arms Wide Open by Creed.
Does that play in the parks? That song is horrible.
I'm sure it's somebody's ringtone.
It plays in the American Adventure.
No, that's the American Adventure.
Hey, you know what? I was never a big fan of O Canada.
O Canada, four spacious skies. Josh, amber pints of beer.
Let's leave the singing to Annie. Or Jordan. Jordan hasn't sung a damn thing this episode.
Yeah, but
you don't like my version of O Canada?
No. So much so that I didn't even let you finish the sentence.
Oh.
Oops. I just dropped a battery. Got a gel battery. Why do I have batteries in here?
Come out of your battery pack.
Anus.
Oh, hey guys.
Anus.
So everybody get prepared to I don't know. Apologize next
Move
week
it, shake for, it, this celebrate
for this week's episode.
Yeah, we kind of fell apart here at the end, guys.
Oh, weird.
I wonder whose fault that was.
How many people do you think make it to the end? Maybe this is like some golden treat for them. Should have said golden.
Some golden shower for them.
A golden dream.
Oh, where's Dan? He loves that song. His favorite.
Wait.
He is out with his coworkers partying.
What? You don't hang out with people from work? That's absurd.
I do all day.
Nasty heathenses.
And all night.
You don't have a job.
Yeah, I do. I'm a nurse. I'm a cook. I'm a physicist. I'm an astronaut.
Professional Snapchatter.
I'm a singer.
Oh.
Broadway star.
Man. You sound busy.
I just almost fell over and knocked myself out on the shelf, so I hope you enjoy that visual. I think that's our show.
Good.
Jordan's just done. What are you doing?
Nothing.
Okay.
What is he doing?
Hey, thanks for tuning in and listening to us ramble on a Saturday night for longer than we really should have.
No, it's fine.
Oh, okay. Are you videoing this? Are you videoing me? I could take my shirt off. Nobody wants that.
Could you?
Wait.
You're
what?
Doing something.
Are you going to blackmail me?
No, Annie will see it in a minute.
Why's it got to be blackmail?
No, not sure, Annie. That's harsh. So hey, while Jordan's doing that, be sure to check out Jordan's podcast. It's All in My Head.
Woo!
A Snapchat from Jordan. I didn't know.
How's Snapchat?
You're playing with Snapchat too? I just remembered I have that app. I like remember every 2 months.
It's where you post things too useless to last longer than 24 hours.
Oh no. My uselessness needs to go on forever, so I refuse to use Snapchat.
Oh, this one's totally weird.
Be sure to listen to Annie's podcast. If you want to hear the best episode ever, tune into when they reviewed Mulan.
Go back to like maybe
the Mulan episode was good.
About... What was after that?
I don't know. I can't remember
I don't know.
What we
go
did last
to
week.
It.
All right.
There's a sticker for your battery dying.
Oh man.
I thought you said snicker and I got really excited.
I'm hungry.
Wait. Grab a snicker.
There's an altimeter too.
There's what?
An altimeter.
Oh, okay. Speaking of which, where is Tim? He was supposed to be on.
Gondola, by the way.
Gondola. I don't remember what I say.
Gorgonzola.
That's Gorgonzola.
A cheesy joke, Annie.
We can't do cheese puns again. It's happened too many times.
It's a good thing we're not either, because, man. Those are sharp cuts. Listen to Josh's podcast.
I have to muster up the confidence to not make one of those jokes.
That's very good of you.
I already used that one.
Oh, I wasn't listening. I was playing with Snapchat.
No, I'm Jake. That's Josh. That's Annie and Jordan, as always. Oh, and Shayna. That was nice. It was just Shane.
That was the sound of a Jesus nut to the face.
That's not what it sounds like.
How do you know?
Bye, Jake. Oh, it counts as a baptism.
That's the episode title.
No one signed off yet. We can't stop recording until someone signs off.
I'm Jordan.
I'm signed off.
Wait.
I'm very accurate this episode. As always.
Oh, fuck you.
I love boobies.